part of both the government and the people of this country. Parties are going on as usual. All kinds of things are taking place. But look at what we have here. 4,300 positive cases in July alone. Mm. There are 352 people in isolation centers. That is the one at Yaba and the other isolation that is going on the increase. Indeed, the United Kingdom, as at last night, were thinking of giving a third vaccine to those who have already collected two.
Mm.
Thinking of a third dose of the vaccine. But here we are in denial. There's complete disregard for all the protocols that should follow, the fear of an epidemic on our part. Complete,
yeah.
People had no masks, nothing, parties, name it, everywhere. The governor himself, remember, he said that only 1% of residents have received the two doses of the vaccine so far. So what this means is that everybody is on his own. You have to take responsibility for your life.
Okay.
And this third wave, which is the Delta variant, also comes along with stooling. Now, when you hear anything concerning stooling, your antenna should go up. I was alive and grown when we had the cholera epidemic way back then, about 30 years ago. Even Ebenezer Obey sang the famous song, "Munawomi Soke," cholera, mama, mummy. It was deadly, vicious. So don't be in denial. Go at, you can't even tell people to go and get themselves vaccinated, as it is. But indeed, the other paper here, the Vanguard, reports that the federal government has raised an alarm as the Delta variant has spread to 5 states. Let me read what Boss Mustafa said at the briefing yesterday. He expressed concern over the rising cases in recent times, noting that the country's test positivity ratio had increased to about 6%. And, of course, meetings. You know, Nigerians are very good at meetings, very little action. And he said that the world has added about 4 million cases and under 100,000 deaths in the last 1 week. In the last 1 week. All countries in West Africa are beginning to see the third wave. Nigeria is recording about 500 cases daily in the last 7 days. 500. Now, you should know, given the Nigerian factor, for every 500 cases that are being reported, there are probably 5,000 cases that are not reported at all nationwide. So we all got to be careful. And he says that the PSC is particularly concerned about the situation in Lagos, in Akwa Ibom, in Oyo, in Rivers, FCT, and Plateau states, as this variant has made way into these states and accounts for the rising cases in these states and across the nation. Lagos alone, where all of us are here, accounts for over 50% of the number of cases. That is worrying. And so there's a lot of concern about. I don't think lockdown is... It could be an option if things do get completely out of hand. I've heard people say something to the effect that, I haven't seen people dropping down dead in the streets. But I can tell you, I've lost close to about 13 people since this thing started, 13 people that I know so well. And indeed, I think Nigeria lost the recent death as an actress who died. There's debate on whatever happened to her. I mean,
yeah,
nobody's
that's
concerned,
right.
really.
That's right.
Some said it was a heart problem. Mm. Some said it was she had, and so on and so forth. Others said COVID. But listen, hey, we know about how Nigerians, like to be in denial about certain things sometimes, and also stigmatize at the slightest, whatever. But COVID is here. It is here. And let me be honest with you, you are on your own. That is the sad part. You are on your own.
The doctors are on strike right now.
The doctors are on strike. How could you let that happen at a time like this? You are on your own. The governor himself said that they can't account for so many travelers who came from the red light areas.
That's right.
They can't account for them. They don't know where they're gone.
Boss Mustafa said they're going to release the names of these travelers, about 500 of them.
I don't know why you keep threatening, and I don't understand this. It's just through the needful. Just said the following person should please report at the nearest whatever to them. And then you send the police at them. But everything is flip-flop. Look, if you've been to any of these countries recently, sometimes in 10 days isolation, you have visited 3-4 times, and you are phoned almost on a daily basis to know where you are. But here, nothing happens, to be honest with you, and I think it's quite sad. Anyway,
I mean, what's most scary, Jimmy, is the fact that the governor said about 30 people. I mean, average of six persons dying in a day. Six persons died in one day all through last week.
I think what should worry us more. I agree with you.
That's quite scary.
Quite scary. But when you say that only 1%, and you know, Nigerian, when it comes to numbers, we tend to either increase or reduce. In this case, even I'm not even sure we have achieved this 1%. But when you say at this point in time, after over how many months of COVID, you've only been able to, I wanted to use the word assassinate, you know the way the brain works, to vaccinate, you've only been able to vaccinate 1%.
Right.
Then, and please, there is a notice here, very, very important. Listen to this. Tell your neighbor, tell everybody. AstraZeneca and Moderna vaccines cannot be mixed. So if you've gotten an AstraZeneca in the first instance, and you now go to, you know, and the second one, say, Moderna 9 days, say, okay, give me that one too. You cannot mix them.
You cannot say, bring that one too.
You cannot say, bring that one too. Make I just manage them. No. Please note that very, very well.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yes, yeah, so you cannot mix them. If you have the slightest opportunity, to get vaccinated, please do not hesitate. I've been vaccinated twice. I have the two. Right. I feel hearty and chatty.
I'm here.
I'm hearty and chatty. I'm here. And there's been, I had no side effect. Forget all the stuff that you read in the social media. Go get yourself. It's just a shot in the arm. Go get yourself vaccinated. You're even lucky you're in this era. Back in the days before we were born and slightly when we were still kids, people were vaccinated with something that looked like a knife. Would leave a permanent mark on your, they called it number. Why they called it number, I don't understand. I just look by number. but jokes apart, please. Yeah. The reason why we keep highlighting these things, do not be in denial. Avoid crowds. Please, avoid crowds for now. Don't even say I have my mask. I'm just avoid crowds as much as possible, as much as you can.
I'm going to take this comment from YouTube. Adirogba says, I agree 100% with Uncle Jimmy. The COVID-19 rules are not being respected by Lagos government, but no enforcement. Even offices now flout you mean these rules, office at 100% capacity instead of 50%, no mask, etc. Implementation is zero. Olufisayo also on YouTube says, where is the government getting all these figures about people dying of the Delta variant? The government isn't testing at all. So where are they getting all these numbers from?
Well, if you're talking about numbers, I agree with you. If you're talking about numbers as low as they are, but you can see the results that you're getting. So that should tell you something. And once again, I repeat, you are on your own. There's very little government can or will do. You are on your own. Protect yourself. Avoid crowds, you know, and be absolutely careful. You are on your own. And you have only one life to live. Okay. I haven't heard of anybody who died and came back to say, 2 weeks ago I was in heaven. Or this is what I haven't seen anything. I've been good. I don't know.
Let me take this one, then we'll go to our next story. Fagbemi Peter says, I praise Governor Sanwo-Olu for encouraging those who have not been vaccinated to take the new vaccine while exempting those of us who have taken earlier.
Well, I don't understand that. Yeah. I'm sorry I have to comment on it, but I don't understand. I mean, yeah, prison, yes, but where are the vaccines? Where are the vaccines? That's why I say you're on your own. I just hope that if the government can provide, they probably can't, would they allow the private sector? So if for 10,000 naira or whatever, you can get yourself vaccinated, let's just make this available. So you can walk into any big-time hospital or whatever and get yourself vaccinated. It is clear that politics, corruption, so many things have made it impossible for government to do the needful. And this beggarly attitude, you're still waiting for free, whatever. Now, those free ones are not coming because, like America is thinking of a third dose. So what they were going to give way back in the past, they probably I've put a lid on it for now. So
the sent us about 4.8 million doses yesterday of Moderna.
Yes,
we took delivery of about 4.8 million doses yesterday.
So probably from say Friday, we'll be good to go. But that's nationwide.
Hopefully. I hope by Friday we'll get our acts together and make sure that we send these vaccines.
Better press all buttons and make sure that is it the Moderna one is okay, right?
Yeah, it's okay. It's fine.
It's okay. No side effects, nothing.
I'm not sure about side effects, but
take it first. I'd rather die of the vaccine than die of COVID.
I mean, it's just simple things.
I'd rather just do that. If you listen to the experience of those who had COVID,
right. Let's go to page 29 of the Punch newspaper. Government hospitals grounded as resident doctors begin strike. The writer says patients stranded, trainee doctors, nurses, consultants take over.
There's a very dark cloud over this country. From political pressure to activism, name it. There is a very, very dark cloud. And I think we need to think, you know, do a rethink of ourselves. We need to do a rethink. We need to find a solution to this dark cloud over the country. I mean, it can't get any worse than this. At a time when this COVID whatever is going up, is when doctors are going on strike. But listen, it's been an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
This is the reason why they're on strike. It says, some of the issues raised include the inconsistent payment of salaries, hazard allowances, and non-payment of death benefits and issues surrounding registration of members on the integrated payroll and personnel information system, whatever that is. And the source here says the government have not reached out or uttered a word. That's the federal government. The doctor says the federal government has not uttered a word. They have not said anything. We are not the villains here. The public might not understand. We will not call off the strike unless all the issues we raise are implemented. Similarly, it was learned that the Ministry of Labour and Employment, headed by Chris Ngige, had not made any move at all to halt the ongoing strike. And the ministry spokesperson, Charles Akpan, in an interview said, there is no green light yet, no document as regards the strike, so there is no information I can give. Very, very sad. We sat on our ass. Our government sat on our ass whilst our doctors go on strike. Very, very sad. Very, very sad. I don't think they know, those in government know the implication of this flip-flop and, this kind of attitude that they have towards doctor strikes. People will start falling dead any minute from now. Any minute from now. And it says that a visit to major hospitals across the city of Abuja revealed that patients were stranded due to the ongoing strike. Patients discharged in FETHI, that is in Ekiti. So it's nationwide for sure. Where else are we speaking about now? In Jalingo, the point observed that the hospital wards were empty and some patients were seen leaving the hospital. Resident doctors in Katsina joined their colleagues across the country on strike as directed by NAD. In Enugu State, patients were sent home as a result of the strike. Yet, or like my good old Ebontela would say, still yet. He says, yet, Chris Ngige, the minister, has not made any move to stop the ongoing strike. And his spokesperson said that there is no green light yet, no document as regards the strike, so there is no information the gentleman can give. This is, to put it in the words of my very good friend Uche from Ikeja, it is a shame. It's a very, very big shame. Is it that the government doesn't have regard for our lives? Or better still, do we have regard for our own lives? Because given our attitude, even under this COVID pandemic, I think that the value of human life to the Nigerian is almost at the barest minimum. I think Nigerians value their cars and their luxury cars and their designer dresses and jewelry more than their own lives. It is very, very sad. This wouldn't happen in some other countries that I know of, where your nationwide your doctors are going on strike, and then the spokesperson for the Ministry of Labour will be saying there's no green light and there is no document, so they were caught unawares. It is sad. Also, I think that the doctors at some point too have to rethink their strategy. Look at it this way.
Okay.
If it was the petroleum drivers that went on strike, we wouldn't be saying this. Okay, so the question you ask yourself is, Is it that those who are in government in positions of power, you know, because they feel that they have the means to go abroad or go to private hospitals and so on and so forth, have bound the rest of us to the Philistines? We might be asking ourselves those questions.
Mm.
And I've always said that I wish that the doctors, instead of going on strike, would hire another union. Would hire another union, NUPENG, NULTW, whatever, yeah, to go on strike on their behalf. Mm. They would be there so that we can preserve lives.
Mm.
So that we can preserve lives. But to be fair to the doctors, to be fair, this thing has been a recalling decimal for close to about 4 to 5 years, these same issues.
Right.
And then they must be tired of negotiations and negotiations. Already now there's probably an actual strike looming if they're not already on strike. And we would call on our governments to please do the needful. Have regard for the common man, the lives of the common man. It's very, very crucial.
Yes, it is. Quite crucial. Let's move on to the Vanguard, page 5 of the Vanguard. APC, PDP have ruined Nigeria. Don't vote them again, Jega.
So who should we vote?
Jega.
So we should vote Jega.
Yeah.
Where is he? Jega, you know, he says they are Siamese twins of corruption, and he says, don't compare us with APC, PDP. Who are us? What is Jega?
The PRP. He has joined a party now.
Yes,
People's Redemption Party.
Yes, PRP.
Yes. He's saying, don't vote them again. Come and join us. Vote us.
I don't know.
In the next election.
It's all politics. But I agree with him, though. That's why we have this story here. I agree with him that the APC, PDP...
But APC has said that stop abusing us to promote your own party.
No, whether they like it or not, the APC and the PDP have been, it's true, they've been Siamese twins of complete disaster. That's my, you know, that's my verdict. And see where they've gotten us. We can't run away from the truth.
Mm.
Whether Jega and his people now have the solution, I honestly don't know. But let's see how it goes.
Yes, we should.
We have the solution. When I say we, I'm not pointing to myself and Sheriff. Okay. All of us have the solution.
Mm.
If we'll stand up and do the right thing. But we won't. We won't. Voters registration is going on. There's so much apathy. We won't. We'll sit back. We will tweet. We will Instagram. We will do all these things. We'll talk at beer parlors and then do absolutely nothing. All of us need to get involved in this process. And like I always say, it's not going to be an event. It's going to be a marathon.
Indeed. Let's take one more story from the Vanguard newspaper. 2023, attempt to use security agencies to harass Silence Saraki must stop now. Tanka Yakasai.
Every time anybody gets arrested or invited or whatever, we always like to have to put a political motive behind it. What's wrong with the EFCC inviting the man to come and explain some things? And he went home the same day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. We should get out of this mold. He went home, he was invited to give clarity on certain things. There's a petition against him.
Yeah.
And he went home the same day. So, I'm like, you know, Yakasai says it's his son and so on. That's a family matter. It's splashed all over the newspapers.
Hmm.
Saraki has the right. He has the right. I don't know where he gets the strength from after the Yotoge saga, but he still has the right to contest for
president.
That's
right, absolutely.
If Nigerians want to vote for him, they'll vote for him. But to start alluding everything that happens to whether it's an attempt to stop him or not. In fact, if anything, you bring him more into public reckoning, and people always want to sympathize with the perceived oppressed.
Right.
So, Mr. Yakasai, with due respect, let the authorities do their job.
Let's take another story from the Punch. Hush Puppy Saga. IG appoints ex-Lagos RRS boss to replace Kyari in IRT.
Why didn't you mention his name?
They didn't put his name there now.
His name is there.
His name is not there.
But why don't you want to mention
his name? No, but his name is not there now.
You see, all the good things that come to me, you don't have to. I want to use this opportunity to congratulate my brother Tunji Disu, you know, on his new appointment. To be fair, it's not because we're brothers. It's not my direct brother, but you know what it is. But it's not because he did quite well in the IRS. He did quite well. What it also means is that it is very unlikely that Kyari will wear that police uniform at the end of his saga.
Mm.
Very unlikely. One of the things I also thought of in the Kiadi saga is that the government itself might be reluctant to release him to the Americans. Not because they want to protect him or whatever, but as a senior police officer, he might have gotten involved in certain things officially, but outside his whatever, if you get what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody would want to send a man like that to be debriefed by the American authorities. You want to protect your own.
Right.
Yes. But so it's a bit dicey. But from this direct replacement, it shows that at the barest minimum,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be away from that job for quite a while, and I am glad that the IG quickly appointed a replacement so he can get the job back kicking. It's Frank Mba who says that the IG appoints DCP Tunji Jisu as head police intelligence responding. It is a very, very crucial appointment, and it demands a lot of integrity.
Right.
I'd like members, because Tunji is quite well known, to, after all the accolades, leave him to get the job done.
Mm.
You know, sometimes these things can push you. That's the fear I have for anybody in public office.
Right.
They can push you to the point that, if you look at the achievements listed
for Abba Kyari,
you find that it's unfortunate that he should be called under this circumstance.
It's quite unfortunate, honestly. It's quite unfortunate.
Mm. Some of it could be due to pressure. And the police itself, I've had people call, look, old soldier, the soldiers that came here the other day, they've been lamenting as we speak that they still haven't gotten their allowances. If you don't treat your officers well, give them that comfort that after the job there's another life for them, they will run, they'll run astray.
Mm.
So to Tuji, well, there you are. You have another job that's going to test your performance, and it's going to test your credibility. I know you will not let all of us down. I wish him all the best. Pepe them. His name is not Sheriff, it's Jisu.
It's okay. Congratulations, Mr. Tunji.
Congratulations, ACP. Don't call him Mr. ACP.
It's Mr. Tunji. His name is Mr. Tunji.
I know, I'm just joking.
I'm not going to call the other one. His name is Mr. Tunji.
I think what we will do, Sheriff, you know, Sheriff, the good thing is that you're a Muslim. So I think I need to go to Isaleko. Let us find one young damsel.
I don't need
it. So when we become in-laws.
I don't need any of that.
When we become in-laws. All right. Congrats to Jisu.
Yeah, congrats to you. Let's take this last one here on page 10 of the Vanguard newspaper. Stop parading yourself as Oba Akure Youth's one monarch.
When I saw this story, I marked it.
Hmm.
Then on reading it, I see that it has something to do with a bit of politics between the two rulers. But it also brought my attention again to the fact that our Obas need to be careful. Our traditional rulers need to be careful. After what happened on Lagos Island, I don't want to go to the merits or demerits of that during the NSAS. I think that our Obas should be very careful. They should expose themselves less and endear themselves to the people more. To hear, for example, that a traditional ruler set up some polling booths in his palace,
mm-hmm.
is not right. It's not right. Traditional ruler, his birthday is coming up. He has a party. He's dancing with jeans, t-shirt, and women. All these things are not right. It's a revered position. It calls for a lot of maturity and denial. So nobody is forced to be Oba, really. I think maybe only the Oba of Benin has no choice in the matter.
Mm.
But you'd have been told from the day he was born.
That's right.
You're an Oba. Right. I mean, so. But apart from that, you're not forced into this. It's highly competitive. And therefore, if you're not ready to be custodian of our traditional and cultural whatever, then don't go anywhere near the job. And the desecration of our religious and traditional sites and whatever is also very worrying. What point are you proving as an Oba when you go build a church or mosque in the palace? I'm not saying there's anything against those, but give unto Caesar what is Caesar and unto God what is God. But we've turned the whole thing upside down. Interference in the way Obas are chosen. A lot of corrupt practices. Mm. Some people say in Yoruba land, in fact, in Bowo. Exactly. And that is why things are not going right. People don't seem to understand this. That is why, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. You know? That is why things are not going right. Our traditional rulers are letting us down. They drive the choicest cars. They oppress. Their presence sometimes oppresses the common man. You can't even relate to your Oba. So this is a warning signal where youth would confront an Oba and say, stop parading yourself as Oba, and so on and so forth.
Mm, indeed. We must go now, Jimmy. What's coming up at 9?
It's Motivation Week for me.
All right.
So we're having the...
I like the sound of that.
Yes, it's Motivational Week. We can't keep talking and backing politics, and so on and so forth. Let's try and see... So we are getting the success story of a man who set up an assembly plant.
Mm.
From his youth service, he made up his mind that was what he was going. That's why I'm so impressed with the young man.
Yeah.
Now he assembles trucks.
Mm.
So he'll be here at 9. We'll hear his story.
That's awesome. It's really awesome.
Jabomi is tomorrow, not today. I know you were itching to.
Yes, yes. I can't wait, really.
It's tomorrow.
I can't wait.
And I have a guest tomorrow for Jabomi. His name is Sherif.
Jimmy, thank you so much for coming.
All right.
I'm Sherif Quattray. Good morning to you, Lagos. We'll be right back in a moment.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.